You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz on demand.
The Valley's country leader, New Camel at 107.9. It's The Breakfast Buzz with Nina and Nico. So, I was at Paul's Ace Hardware store yesterday. I feel like a bad person because of the assumption I immediately made after the whole ordeal.
Okay.
So I'm shopping. I'm in the store. A woman comes up to me about, if I had to guess, 55, 60.
Right.
All right. Her hair's in a ponytail. She has a purse. She's dressed normal, like not disheveled or anything.
She's not looking a hot mess.
No, she doesn't look homeless or anything. She goes, "I'm so sorry to bother you." Perfect, you know, polite. I tried to use my debit card for gas and it got declined and I don't have any cash. Can you help me out? And I said, she goes, "Do you have any cash or I don't know?" And I said, I looked at my wallet and I said, "No." And I go, "But I'll walk with you to Circle K," which was not far. She proceeds to walk out with me and I'm thinking, okay, I'll put like $10 in her car. Like, this will be my good deed today. It's Sunday.
Right. Right.
So she's like, "Okay, my Ford Taurus is over here." And then I go to the gas station, and I'm about to pay, and she comes into the gas station and says, "You know what? Never mind. I'm okay. I'm going to call my mom."
Right.
And she's, like I said, 55, 60, so she's going to call her, I'm assuming, 70-year-old mom.
She just wanted cash.
I thought, God, she must need it for drugs.
Exactly.
That's terrible, though. Because
or something other than what she told you.
You think that she had... She was scamming me.
100%. She wasn't getting gas. She was trying to throw stuff down her throat or in her arm.
Oh,
I hate to say it, but listen, I lived in New York City
for
so long. I used to get hustled. Well, I wouldn't get hustled because I knew better, but three times a day people would ask me for cash. At one point, this guy came on the subway train, and every single day he had the same sing-song routine. "I'm trying to get a job." And the guy sitting next to me was a finance dude. I know because he got off at Wall Street. He literally screamed out after the guy said, "I'm looking for a job." He goes, "Huh, looks to me like you're just asking for money." It like screamed it out. We all went silent and went, you know what? We were all kind of thinking it.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I texted you right away, and I texted Dean, and you guys were both like, duh.
Yeah, it's obvious.
I just could not believe it. And then the assumption I made, I was like, in my brain, I said, she must have needed it for drugs. And then I felt bad for judging.
Yeah, well, you are not a bad person. Trust me. You even went the distance to go to the gas station and put gas in her car.
She was just, she looked normal, though.
She didn't need gas. She probably didn't even have a car. Once you got to the gas station, she was probably
I did not see her get into the Ford Taurus.
She was probably like, what do I do now? You know what? I'm good.
Now that I think about it, she didn't get in the car.
Nope.
I went to the gas station and she walked around the corner.
See? I told you.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30.
On the new Camel at 107.9.